Milestone Maker, Officials Manual, and Job Done Right. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Jameson Ward of Carson City Crystal hit a coveted wrestling milestone a couple of weeks ago with his 200th career victory. The 135-pounder won the Division IV individual title last year at 119 and broke the school record of 210 wins at individual districts last weekend. He credits a lot of people that he's looked up to for his success and hopes that he can be a leader in that regard as well.
I know as I was growing up, my dad being the coach, I'd always wrestle with everybody, and they'd always teach me things, and I'd pick up here and there from the good wrestlers. It was nice growing up and actually becoming one of those people that, I don't know, maybe somebody looks up to.
You can read more about Jameson Ward on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our This Week game balls go out to Jamie Wynn of Marquette, who won two events and anchored a first-place relay team in leading the Redettes to the Upper Peninsula girls swimming and diving title last weekend, and Delaney Scully of Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart, who scored 25 points against Coleman as the Irish won the Mid-State Activities Conference girls basketball title. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature looks into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
High school basketball officials in Michigan have a new resource to help them better understand all aspects of their role. The new Basketball Officials Manual is available in a hard copy format from the MHSAA office and can also be downloaded from the MHSAA website for handheld device use. The book emphasizes and promotes consistency in rules knowledge and application, theory and philosophy, and mechanics and signals. This uniform approach will help assure MHSAA member schools and teams that they can rely on the same approach to officiating, regardless of where they are located in our great state. The basketball book is the first in a series of such sport-specific manuals. A hard copy can be ordered for $10, and the PDF download is free.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. We have a running joke in our house while watching the evening news. It happens when a reporter needs to get an opposing view for a story and finds the absolutely most uninformed person to talk to on camera. That was certainly true earlier this week when, for the first time, the MHSAA used the Michigan Power Ratings to partially seed the first round of the girls' district basketball tournament. Now, you'd have thought that this came completely out of nowhere, according to Chucky2151 and his minions on anti-social media, who thought that seating should include everything from buys and home court advantages to catered limousine service to games for being a top seed. Okay, I'm kidding about the catered limousine service. But there was no more a transparent process to step into the seeding waters, a step finally taken after upwards of 20 years of discussion. Let's bring some perspective to this. I sat in a room of over 100 basketball coaches and administrators in the MHSAA office about 20 years ago, and seeding was the topic. You had people wanting to just separate the top two teams in a district to a plan where all of the teams in each class would be seeded regionally, statewide, from the get-go. Yes, that meant Petersburg Summerfield could play Pelston or even Powers North Central in the first game of the tournament, creating an impossible travel and logistical scenario. The group couldn't agree on anything. As the conversation continued over time and acceptance for seeding grew, the winds blew the pendulum towards the first round of play and the notion of just separating the top two teams, if they clearly existed, into opposite sides of the bracket so they would not meet until the final game. Finally, after using the 18-19 school year to vent the issue further, we've ended up with just that, seeding 1 and 2 and keeping the random element of the draw for the remaining teams. It wasn't done with smoke or mirrors or in a room of good old boys, but don't tell Chucky2151 that. What we have now is a first step, a step the majority can live with, a single step, with room to take another step down the road if schools can agree. For example, giving seeded teams buys when available. But for the time being, the association got the job done and got it done right. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.